In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Hi dear, you're listening to another episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast. I'm excited to dive into today's topic, which is on Gratitude Reveals God's Glory. We have been on the series of gratitude since the beginning of the month, and we have seen how God has been speaking clearly to us, how important it is that we express our gratitude. And today, as it's Thanksgiving, we want to just highlight it again that it is so important to express gratitude towards God. And that's why our topic is Gratitude Reveals God's Glory. Yes, gratitude reveals God's glory. And in God's infinite wisdom, He has placed in us His glory. Like within each and every one of us, there is God's glory. Can you imagine that? It may be difficult to comprehend or even acknowledge, especially when we cannot physically see it. You know, we may not see that this is the glory of God in our lives, especially when we find ourselves again in difficult situations. But the truth is, God's glory resides within us, waiting to be revealed. And it is through gratitude that this glory begins to shine through. So here you see the power of gratitude. Gratitude enables the manifestation of God's glory. It enables God's glory to begin to shine through us. God confirms in His word time and time again that He desires to crown us with His glory. We are often quick to praise Him and express gratitude only when God fulfills His promises in our lives. But what about the unrevealed glory? The glory that lies within us, waiting to be revealed, waiting to be unveiled. Gratitude is the key. It is the key that unlocks this hidden glory. It is with gratitude that we draw from the wells of our salvation. Yes, it is with gratitude we make invisible things visible. You know, when we express gratitude, we draw from that wells of our salvation as children of God. Yes, the wells of our salvation, you know, this Bible verse that says we draw with joy from the wells of our salvation. The same thing it is with gratitude. The wells of our salvation entails so many treasures. And the more we express gratitude towards God, the more we are thankful towards God and the things that are happening around us, no matter how they may seem like, we can draw treasures, rich treasures, peace, joy, grace, love, harmony. And it moves the heart of our Creator. It moves the heart of God to reveal His glory. He really wants to reveal His glory to us. Let's take a moment and reflect on the story of Jesus giving thanks for a few fish and 7 loaves of bread to feed a crowd of 4,000 people. Imagine that, 4,000 people, a few fish and 7 loaves of bread. What would have been your reaction if you were in Jesus' shoe? Would you have said, "I believe God, You will do this. You will feed the 4,000 people." Or would you have been discouraged and said, I don't think this is going to work. And then we start complaining, right? But you know what? Despite the overwhelming task before Jesus, He did not focus on the scarcity or the impossibility of the situation. Instead, He chose to express gratitude for the little that He had, knowing the power and faithfulness of God. Friends, Jesus understood that when we glorify God in the small things through gratitude, He reveals His glory. In that moment of thanksgiving, God's power and abundance were made manifest. Yes, God's power and abundance were made manifest, and it is no different for us. Sometimes it may feel like what we have is not enough. We may question if our contributions or our expressions of gratitude make a difference. But let me assure you, when we offer heartfelt thanks to God, even for that which seems insignificant, His glory shines through. Gratitude is not just an attitude or a feeling. It is a transformative practice that allows us to witness the revelation of God's glory within us. I've said a similar thing last week, but here you see it again. It is really a transformative practice that allows us to witness the revelation of God's glory within us. So how can we cultivate a heart of gratitude? How can we bring forth God's glory through our words and actions? It starts with trusting God, trusting that He has indeed placed His glory within us, even if we cannot see it. Trusting that He will reveal in us His perfect timing and His perfect will. In our moments of doubt or uncertainty, let us remember that just as Jesus trusted God, so too can we trust in the promises and faithfulness of God. Friends, today I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on the hidden glory within. Offer words of sincere gratitude for the blessings, both big and small, that God has placed in your life. Let your thanksgiving bring forth the revelation of God's glory, and watch as it transforms your heart and circumstances. I pray that you will just enjoy today's Thanksgiving. Allow God to reveal His glory to you. Thank you for tuning in into this episode. May you continue to embrace gratitude, allowing God's glory to shine through you. May your faith journey be filled with moments of revelation and gratitude. We look forward to seeing you connect next week. This podcast is brought to you by the Kingdom Living Podcast. For more inspiring content and resources, visit our Instagram page and our Amazon page. Until next time, bye. Please rate this podcast, share with your friends and your family. See you next time.